Senator Gilman, let me say, by the way, that Senator Victor Fisher has joined the meeting. We have in our packets the letter of February 15, 1984 from Jackie Brown of People Count, Inc. to you with backup material, including the Kenai Peninsula Borough Resolution 84-43, Statement of Construction and Operational Costs, Architectural Drawings, and a revised list of the Shelter Workshop Steering Committee. We also have Mr. Brown's letter to you of February 7, 1984 with enclosures. We have in Juneau one person from Vocational Rehabilitation, Theda Ellis, who is prepared to speak. And I wonder, Senator, if we could do this, if we could ask the witnesses if it would not be an imposition to limit their remarks to 5 minutes per witness. And to begin with the, we'll take first Theda Ellis and then go to you and let you call on the people in Soldotna in the order you see fit.
Sounds fine.
And I'll then ask Theda Ellis to come forward and also tell you that Senator Halford is here as well. Ms. Ellis? You would press the black bar in front of you so that you can be heard in Soldotna.
I'm Theda Ellis. I work with Vocational Rehabilitation. I'm here today representing our division's strong support for this proposal. We have a branch office in Kenai and another grant program on the peninsula. Our Kenai office supplies with some numbers of clients who need shelter workshop types and services. We currently have 5 open cases who need services. We have 4 people that we are no longer providing services to because there are no services available on the Kenai Peninsula. We sent a variety of people to Kodiak and also to Anchorage to receive these services. Kenai is growing and our counselors are crying for help. We'd really like to see a program get started in Kenai to serve that population. If anyone has any questions in the division, I'd be happy to answer them.
Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The question I would ask is how this would fit on any priority list of Division 23 have. Would this be your number one priority as far as the capital improvement, or are there others?
Our priorities generally deal with program services to clients rather than capital improvements, and rural services has been identified as number one priority for service development for the division, and that's how we've been using our grant funds over the past
So this basically is the only capital project that you're actually out in support of right now?
It's the primary project, yes.
Thank you.
Are there other questions? If not, Theda, thank you for your case. Now, Senator Gilman, if you'd like to call the first person we should hear from in Soldotna, please proceed.
Yes, thank you, Senator. It would be Jenny White, who was the president of the
Hello, Senators. I'm glad to be able to speak to you today and not have to travel all the way to Juneau. I don't remember if you remembered the presentation that the Governor's Council made last year to the Senate Health Committee, but at that time, one of the recommendations in our legislative priorities was community services, and it's really been high for several years for the Governor's Council as far as priorities for spending, and I have worked with the steering committee to get a proposal ready so that we could go ahead with this on the Kenai Peninsula, and it's been needed for several years. Parents have been trying to get some kind of a workshop for their adult handicap underway here, and until this proposal, until the Senators Gilman and Fisher were willing to sponsor this bill, we have really been stymied, and I just would really encourage you to support this. I did get a call from the Governor's Council for the Handicapped and Gifted staff on Wednesday morning, and at that time, the Ellen, and I can't think of her last name, told me that they were indeed endorsing this proposal and that you should be receiving that endorsement at any time. They were going to send it on immediately. So I did want to let you know, in case that hadn't arrived yet, that they had indeed endorsed this proposal for sheltered workshop and residential home. And unless there's any questions, I don't have anything else that I need to say.
Thank you very much. There are no questions here. Senator Gilman?
Thank you.
would like to also point out that I am a member of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly. But as Senator Gilman pointed out today, I am wearing the hat as the chairman of the Charlotte Workshop Residential Care Facility. Last year, we started on this particular project, at which time I had put together several packets of preliminary information. And we realized that when we got started talking to you all in the legislature, that we were getting a late start, but at least we wanted to plant the seed that there was a need here on the Kenai Peninsula Borough for such facilities. At that time, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly, the Kenai City Council, and the Kenai, the Soldotna City Council all passed resolutions in support of the Shelter Workshop Living Quarters Facility, and I might add those resolutions were all passed unanimously, so this does show a united support here in the Central Peninsula area for such a project. Over the summer, we have worked in trying to find financing for a facility that we had originally been looking at, which was a large house which could have been easily converted into the residential care facility. In addition to that, it had a number of greenhouses, which is one of the projects we are looking at to train our clients in. And again, I would just say we tried to find financing for this facility. It was in bankruptcy proceedings, and those efforts on our part did not materialize. We found that we were in a catch-22 situation because there were funds available if we had land. We didn't have land, so we couldn't get funds. The next step that we went to was to look at land, and we felt that because this was a Central Peninsula project, that we would look in the Central Peninsula area. Therefore, we found some borough land, and as you pointed out, you do have a copy of Resolution 8443, which authorizes the mayor to enter into a lease purchase contract with People Count so that we can continue with this project. We felt like once we had some land under contract, or it looked like we could, that this would help to lend credence to our project and show that we are doing something more than just wishing for this to happen. I would like to point out at this time to you that Resolution 8443 was unanimously adopted by the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly on Tuesday night, the 21st. I won't go into a whole lot more detail. There are other people to give comments, but I would also like to just bring to your attention that there are facilities throughout the state, as you all know, that they also have long waiting lists. And we have been told here in the peninsula that the waiting list is anywhere from 2 weeks to 5 years, depending upon the need. We feel that if we could get some facilities here in the Kenai Peninsula area, this would not only serve our people, but it would help to alleviate the long waiting lists that are prevalent in other areas of the state. I am available for any questions, and again, I believe that's all I will say at this time. I may have another comment later, but I do thank you for your time and for the opportunity to give you this information.
Do any of the senators here have any questions? Seeing none, Senator Gilman, proceed. Please make the third witness.
I'm not sure now who the next person is going to be. Joanne, is she still on the hall? I believe we'll hear from Tom Nelson, who is a member of the task force, but he's also the Office of Vocational Rehabilitation. I guess that's Division of Vocational Rehabilitation.
That changed a few years ago, and we still sometimes get called by our old name. I'm Todd Nelson. I'm speaking today as a member of the steering committee. Several years ago, six to be exact, I was approached
think that you have explained some of the unique features here very well. Senator Gilman, if I may just suspend this for one moment, I have another bit of business to take up in Juneau, and we can do it on an open line, although it's not a concern to the people in Soldotna particularly. I've circulated two draft Senate bills as committee bills relating to physical therapy and Medicaid, and would like to offer those, unless there's objection, as committee bills. And then the other matter, gentlemen, is that Governor Sheffield has nominated two persons, one from Soldotna, by the way, Paul Buxton, and then Jerry Zemlicka of Juneau to be on the Board of Dental Examiners, Sam Keto and Mary Schaefer to be on the Board of Education, Lynn Hartz and Alice Solomon to be on the Board of Nursing, and Perry Atkinson, Spike Jorgensen of Tok, James Tom Nelson of Anchorage, Karen Ryle of Juneau, Darlene Trent of Anchorage, and Margaret Van Flyn of Fairbanks to be on the Professional Teaching and Practices Commission. Does the committee desire to hear these people, their resumes attached, which we have? Do you wish to have an oral testimony of these appointees? If not, then we'll circulate copies of the resumes to the members of the committee and waive the hearing. Thank you very much. Now, Senator Gilman, do you have another witness for us?
Yes, I do. We did have Joanne Davis, who was a parent. Senator Joanne?
Hello. I'm Joanne Davis, resident of Soldotna, and I'm the mother of a 24-year-old developmentally disabled son. My son has gone to school here on the peninsula, so I'm in a position to know a number of people that share his plight. And the parents of these disabled adults have chose to keep their children at home rather than send them away to institutions, which at this time is our only alternative. And if given a chance, I know these people can be productive citizens. And so we're asking you to please give them a chance.
All right, thank you. I might say to the people in Soldotna, I think we have an observer in Homer, perhaps a witness in Homer or Seward, that Senator Moss is here. Senator Victor Fisher has to leave. Senator Halpert has to leave shortly. I think that the disposition here in Juneau is to report this bill favorably. And I don't know how to proceed with this, Senator Gilman, because I would like to do that while I have my quorum here, but I know you have additional people who want to be heard. We would be prepared to take action on it now, if that's your pleasure. Well, let me ask this from the stations on the line. Is there any objection to our concluding the hearing at this time if I assure you that the motion is ready to be made and voted upon at this time? I'll recognize Senator Halpert.
Mr. Chairman, I move the bill with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Halpert has moved to report Senate Bill 372 with a due pass recommendation. Is there any objection? If not, Senator Moss?
No objection. I'm just going to go for it, too.
Okay, there's no objection here, and that is the action of the committee. Now, are there other people who, for one reason or another, still wish to testify on the matter? Does anyone in Homer, Seward, or Anchorage wish to testify? We may have done something terrible in case someone is against the bill and waiting to testify against it. We've precluded that. I trust that is not the case. All right, then I will hope I'm hearing silence at the other end. I will be, I hope, not too arbitrary by concluding the hearing at this time. For those of you who are not in Anchorage, the report has been signed with a due pass recommendation by Senator Pappy Moss. Senator Paul Fisher was co-author of the bill with Senator Gilman, Senator Halpert, and by myself as chairman. Thank you for your appearance today. The meeting is adjourned.